From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. A flood watch is in effect after a landslide occurred on the banks of the Presumpscot River, and the mayor of Westbrook has declared a state of emergency. Fred Bever reports from the scene.
The land started moving around 9:30 in the morning. Chris Wilson is the CEO of Les Wilson & Sons Excavation Company, just downstream from the Sappy Paper Mill. He says his workers saw trees moving and then falling, and then the land disappeared. About an acre of dirt and rock and trees flowed toward the Presumpscot River, creating a kind of instant dam. Local, state, and federal emergency officials have responded to the scene, and late in the afternoon, officials said that some water was starting to get through the obstruction, but the Weather Service says that the danger remains and is keeping the flood watch in effect. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Two more school systems in Maine are temporarily moving to remote classes because of COVID-19. The Harpswell Coastal Academy Charter School said on Tuesday that it was moving to remote learning until next Friday after a teacher was diagnosed as presumptive positive after showing symptoms and being exposed to another individual who had tested positive for COVID-19. Head of school Scott Barksdale says while the school was not required to go remote, it made the decision out of an abundance of caution.
We were not directed by the CDC or the DOE to go remote. That's the protocol that our board approved protocol for if we have a positive case of COVID-19.
RSU 56 in Dixfield also announced Tuesday that it would close in-person classes through next Friday after reporting additional cases of the virus. Schools in Lewiston and Mexico have also recently detected cases, and East Millinocket schools delayed in-person classes until late September after staff, administrators, and students tested positive there. The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 23 new cases of COVID-19 today. The agency is also reporting another death, bringing that number to 138. The Trump administration has lifted a 10% tariff on aluminum imported from Canada, that according to First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree.
On the next Maine Calling, the rise in gun ownership. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Since the start of the pandemic, more people are seeking out firearms nationwide and in Maine. We'll talk about the reasons for this trend, who the first-time gun owners are, and what health and safety concerns are being raised. Maine Calling, Thursday, live at 1 and rebroadcast at 7 on Maine Public Radio.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow afternoon for Maine Calling at 1 when the topic is guns. I'm Ed Morin.